Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-453. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Once again, 855-453. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia is here courtesy of her radio show, which she's a part of, called Puke and the Gang. It airs every Sunday, and you can hear it over at pukeandthegang.com. Who is your special guest this week?
Just Nick.
Oh, okay. Nick Ryder on Puke and the Gang. So you can go and check that out. pukeandthegang.com. Great show. A lot of fun.
I'd feel special if I was Nick right now.
He's on pretty often.
Just
though.
Nick.
He's kind of a regular. He's a regular gang member.
Dude, he doesn't talk. He sometimes will put the microphone down and just refuse to talk. So I think saying just Nick is fine.
It's fine.
Okay. I like Nick.
All right. So pukeandthegang.com. Great show. Recommend it. 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. We, in the last hour, were getting into a story about a teenage girl who, at age 16, decided she was going to, I don't know if it was her first time, but she was going to smoke some of this synthetic cannabis that is available. It is being sold as incense in some places, not fit for human consumption, is what you'll see on the packaging, but everybody uses
it's
it.
It's a head
for human
shop.
Right. Well, sometimes they're sold at
gas stations
as well.
Yep.
And so they're basically mimics, to some extent, of actual chemicals like that appear in real life, like THC in this case. That's what these synthetic cannabinoids are. They're very similar to THC, but different enough to where they're no longer illegal. So there's some chemical manipulation going on where they're creating what they call research chemicals. They're customized chemicals, and they can be changed.
I question, too, how much these fake chemicals are like the real thing, because I mean, I don't want to smoke this stuff to find out. I have no desire ever. But, like, I know some of the chemicals that are intended to mock MDMA are nothing like, they're just not. You know what I mean? You just can't. MDMA is MDMA, and that's it. So I would love to know how similar this actually is to getting high. Does it just give you lightheaded or something?
When I tried, well, again, there's different ones, right?
Right.
So it's hard to say if one is going to be that different from another or if there's a wide, you know, vast difference between them. I don't know. I've tried a couple, probably two or three, maybe over the last 3 years. And the first time I tried it was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it was, you know, I got stoned. I mean, it seemed very similar to cannabis to me.
You know, what concerns me about them is the test track. You know, I was talking about some of the dangers of marijuana in the last segment, but all in all, it's a relatively harmless plant when smoked compared to so many of the other.
Well, it's been tested for years,
right?
Thousands of years.
Well, and even people will say with MDMA, they'll say like, you don't know what's going to happen to you, but at this point in time, people have been using MDMA recreationally for 30 years. So I think we have a pretty good idea what could or couldn't happen to you from that. I think that's long enough to at least know some things.
Seems right. Like it.
So anyway, yeah, I've tried it before, and I haven't, you know, I can understand why people do it. It does get you stoned, and in some cases it gets people dangerously stoned. I remember a story with Pete Nademo that they had tried this stuff when they were out in Las Vegas, and they were so inebriated. I don't know if that's the right term. Can you only use that term with alcohol?
I'll take a look.
They were so messed up from it that they couldn't get out of their they couldn't get out of the seats.
I know
that
they
were sitting.
I heard that same story and it scared the heck out of
me. Yeah, it was a really scary story. And I mean, the more I hear about it, the less interesting, you know, the less interested I am in trying it again. But,
well, this story is the
most
scary story I've ever heard. So this is actually a CNN story. 16-year-old is brain damaged from smoking synthetic marijuana. Emily Bauer was a normal 16-year-old girl full of light and laughter until she decided to try and smoke Kush, a synthetic marijuana sold under the name Potpourri by corner stores and head shops in the area. Emily figured because her friends were doing it and all seemed fine that she would be okay. She was terribly mistaken, as is thousands of others who have suffered complications from smoking this fake weed. Kush is unregulated and you never know what's in it, since the makers are constantly changing the chemical in the compound to find every loophole every time it is outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Within 15 minutes of smoking, Emily told her boyfriend that she had a migraine and was going to lay down. She then suffered strokes, which put her in a psychotic-like state, where she proceeded to urinate herself, run into walls, speak gibberish, hallucinate, and act violent. The police were called to help restrain her into an ambulance, where she was taken to a Northwest Cypress hospital. The doctors put Emily into an induced coma where she spent the next 4 days in ICU as they did multiple tests on her brain.
Mm.
The doctors quickly found out that she'd had strokes and that it had caused severe vasculitis.
Yeah,
is that how you pronounce that?
Vasculitis, I think so.
And that parts of her brain were permanently shut down and damaged from the brain vessels contracting and cutting off her oxygen to her brain. And they also gave us hopes, one as such that she could hear us talking because her heart rate would rise when we were in the room holding her hand and stroking her hair from her swollen face.
You know, I can just, as a parent, I can just imagine what this is like. I mean, you know, this is the beginning of someone's life. You've managed to deliver them on the doorstep of adulthood, in whole intact, and, you know, one bad decision, and frankly, that bad decision is shaped by America's drug policy. Yes, you have the decision as to whether or not to do synthetic marijuana. That's your decision in and of yourself, but the drug policy shapes the world. It shapes the world. It doesn't just shape the country. And
if it hadn't happened,
she'd have smoked some pot and she'd have been fine.
Right.
Most
the
likely.
Truth is that people are not giving their children honest drug information, which is so, so important.
Yeah.
You know, if you are a parent out there and you don't know anything about drugs, I beg you, please, please do some real research and give your kids honest facts and be understanding. Don't be, you know what I mean, just an angry psycho that's unapproachable, because that's what my mom was.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I did not wind up in any situations like this.
You didn't have access to synthetic cannabis back then.
And to be honest, I probably would have done it as a teenager.
Yeah.
I would have done, as a teenager, I did just about anything that was put in front of me. And
right.
As a father now, it frightens the heck out of me.
I huffed Freon from an air conditioner when I was like 13.
That could have killed you.
Yes.
Right. These things happen.
All right, so let's go to the phones here. You can bring up whatever you want, and then according to the Phoenix New Times, there are six things you should know about smoking JWH 18. Now, we don't know which JWH it was, do we? That it just
I'm not
Kush,
sure yet.
Kush brand?
How would you know? I mean, they'd have to have tested it.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to the phones here. We've got Howard on the line. I think he's in the Philly area. Howard, you're on Skype. Hello. Howard, going once. Howard, going twice.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Howard. You're on the air.
Hey, great topic. I got so many things to say about this.
Pick one.
I was having really serious drug and alcohol problems. I mean, I still use. I struggle with my addiction. But a couple years ago, I really was having a bad time, and I went to Florida to dry out. Like, I took a road trip. So I brought, like, a little bit of cannabis with me because I only wanted to stop using narcotics and booze because I was really having a hard time. So I brought, a quarter or a half with me. And once that had run out, I was in Florida, and I wanted to get some more. So, I walked everywhere around Florida. I wanted to walk, 20 miles, just asking anybody I could find if they could hook me up. The thing about Florida is they don't like Yankees or tourists. So, of course, nobody's going to hook me up because the cops there are so bad, they just set people up. Like, they'll get somebody to sell them something, and then they'll bust them and then get them to dine out with friends. So, in Florida, nobody likes tourists, and I don't think Floridians like Yankees either too much, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Anyway, I ran into that. I found that salvia, and I spoke, it worked. It got me high, but definitely not cannabis.
Yeah, I heard you, and I thank you for the call tonight, Howard. You know, these aren't the same things. It sounded like he was talking about salvia, which is actually not a synthetic drug. That's a plant. But 855-450-FREE, and it is also nothing like cannabis. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. We give them away, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that and do that. It's all totally free. That's the way a good talk show website should be. Again, cam.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI brings us your phone lines. They sponsor the phone lines. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. So if you've got a business and you need to try something new in that area, SACL CAI can do that for you. They'll do it in a manner that respects both you and your clients. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI.
All right, so once again, you can connect to us on Skype, by the way, as Howie did there in Philly. The Skype handle that you want to connect to is lrn.fm, and we'll get you on there. In fact, we're going to go to Todd, who's calling from Michigan. And, Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Julia, and Mark. What's up, guys?
Hello.
What's on your mind, Todd?
Well, in less than an hour from now, and I'm going to be writing a piece on Examiner.com, a review of a documentary that's coming out tonight. It's called Mea Maxima Culpa, Silence in the House of God. And basically, as I understand it, it's a documentary. It's basically a very liberal bias documentary about these four deaf men who were abused by an alleged pedophile priest named Father Lawrence Murphy, who's now deceased. And apparently this goes into what this priest did to these men when they were boys, and it supposedly it goes up to the highest levels of the Catholic Church, particularly the Vatican, specifically Pope John Ratzinger, whom they claim that he is a criminal.
Well, and of course, at the same time, you've got the news coming out in the mainstream news about this congressman who allegedly went to the Dominican Republic or something like that and allegedly got hooked up with underage prostitutes.
Oh, my.
So, you know, you've got a lot of people poo-poo the idea that the people in power are interested in things like this. But there's certainly a lot of really outrageous stories, aren't there, Todd?
Yeah, there are. The interesting thing is that William A. Donahue, and I was looking into this today, basically he accuses the director of the movie committing an act of libel against the Pope simply because he claims that the Pope was involved in these abuses, that he was covering up these abuses when according to many accounts, and it's hard to say which is true and which is not true, that apparently they're saying that, well, he had nothing to do with it.
Well, I remember all the old stories about, I mean, this certainly isn't the first story about Catholic priests molesting young boys. I remember that, you know, there have certainly been examples of how, whether it was the Pope or not, but how the, you know, the Vatican, people at the high levels of the Catholic Church, have absolutely covered up, you know, what their priests have done by simply shuffling them from location to location. If they, you know, touched one too many boys and somebody went to their parents and things started, you know, rumblings of someone getting caught.
The heat was on.
Right. Then all of a sudden, Father Clarity would be transferred over to some other church somewhere halfway across the country.
Right. And that was the problem. I mean, the problem here is the corruption going on within the church. Now, it's true that the statute of limitations expired on this particular case because the abuse, which allegedly happened in 1958, wasn't brought out into the church officials until the mid-70s. But then that makes me wonder, well, why wasn't this reported to the highest levels of the church in the late 50s when this was kept hush-hush? For a church that posits itself or presents itself to be a very moral institution is just a contradictory in terms.
Well, it's a difficult situation because nobody wants to put themselves up as liable for the actions of somebody else. So if the Catholic Church would have been sued for what this individual did, I don't remember what you said, the molestation. pastor's name was. I don't think that they were responsible.
Father Lawrence Murphy.
Murphy, Father Murphy. What he did, they shouldn't be responsible for it any more than if, you know, any employer should be responsible for a sex crime committed by an employee. Just because he's a priest doesn't make that different.
But the fact if you're the higher-ups and you're actively intervening.
But here's the problem I have with William Donahue and the number of conservatives within the Catholic Church who are defending this. Basically, what they're trying to attribute this is to, well, the boys were post-pubescent, meaning that they were young adults, so therefore these were homosexual acts. Well, that basically plays right into the anti-gay rhetoric of the Catholic Church, because what they're saying is, well, it's the gay priest's sexual orientation that drove him to do this, not because of his position of power and because there could be a possibility of sexual deviancy on his part.
I mean, it's clear. It seems clear to me that it's the position of power that drives this. I mean, that's how they get away with this stuff.
If a camp counselor, male camp counselor, did it with a female, with females at a camp that were post-pubescent or vice versa, you pick the sex, people would still say that it was a position of power.
Todd, one more time, what was the name of the documentary that's coming out tonight?
It's called Maxima Culpa, Silence in the House of God.
Thanks for the recommendation. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's, you know, a lot of creepy religious topics tonight. You got the Illuminati and now creepy priests.
No one is immune to these. No particular religion's immune to these things.
No, that's probably true. But certainly, it seems to get the Catholics seem to get more news coverage on it. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't other priestly types in other religions that would do these things, but you don't really hear about that as often. Is that just because Catholicism's so big? I mean, how come you don't hear about it in regular Christian churches as much, or, you know, in the Muslim religion? And wouldn't those headlines be as sensational? I mean, does it have to be a Catholic priest that does this?
I would speculate that it's the celibacy that they have priests swear. Mm. That's, you know, if you're asking for my speculation, I'll give it to you.
And they don't do that with a Christian, regular Christian.
Nobody else swears celibacy that I can think of off the top of my head.
Good point.
So what it says to me is that people that might have these proclivities say, you know what I'll do? I'll take care of this demon by joining the church and stopping this stuff.
And then they're surrounded by a bunch of little boys.
Right. And I don't think that they go into it in order to surround themselves with little boys, because you could do that in Cub Scouts or something. I think that they go into it with the intention of purging their soul of this sin. Mm. And then they just end up in a worse circumstance because of the celibacy thing. I think that, you know, I think that a lack of sex perverts. That's what I think.
I think that's a solid theory.
Ooh, sounds right.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you would like. Still to come, 6 things you should know about smoking synthetic cannabis and more. Whatever you want to discuss goes. 855-450-FREE or use Skype like Todd did there to LRN.FM.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Lunch is ready! and it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Contact request, we will accept it, and then it'll be easy for you to call in on Skype. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com and get interactive on our website. We have a bulletin board system wherein you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. It is one of the many free features over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, I did this last night, but I want to do it again because it just impresses me so much. It's just a little fact about Bitcoin and sort of a little story that you can encapsulate here. So, imagine you built a perfect computer. Now, forget about G-hash and megahertz. You build a computer which uses the absolute minimum amount of energy theoretically possible to record a change in a single bit. That's 1 to 0 or 0 to 1. We're talking about the limits of thermodynamics here. Nothing more efficient is even possible. Now, imagine you use the most of the natural resources in our solar system to construct a Dyson sphere that covered the entire surface of this sphere with a single star system-sized computer. A Dyson sphere goes around a sun. It's a device that captures all the energy from the sun.
Okay.
Now imagine that you kept this supercomputer cooled at roughly absolute zero and could do so without expending any additional energy. Now, obviously a very theoretical exercise here, right?
All right.
Now, if you had captured, with no inefficiency or loss, the entire energy output of our star, not just one day or one week, but continually until it burned out, you could not count from 1 to 2 to the 256th power before you ran out of energy. Now, keep in mind, this is simply counting, just counting, not hashing, not comparing, not performing lookups, just counting 1, 2, 3, up to 2 to the 256th power minus 1, and so on. That just shows how the level of encryption. This 256-bit encryption is the type of encryption that goes into Bitcoin. That shows just how difficult it would be to brute force hack Bitcoin. You can just rest your little mind, Bitcoin. Your money is secured by the laws of the universe.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know if I really conceptualize all of that, but it sounds really important.
All the energy that the sun puts out from now until the end of time couldn't hack Bitcoin.
It's unbelievable.
Right, it's unbelievable. And
but, I mean, I trust the geeks, so...
Once 256-bit encryption becomes obsolete, 512-bit encryption will be there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bitcoin
I trust the geese. They're
not going to be cracked by hacking. Now, there may be other. Certainly, your computer can be hacked and your bitcoins can be taken, but I don't think that bitcoin's going to be destroyed. I don't think that all the governments in the world could focus their computing power. They could not focus their computing power and hack Bitcoin.
Right. So you can learn more over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Good stuff.
I'll tell you how to get some here shortly.
Good information, stuff you need to know. If you haven't taken the time to learn about it yet, you probably should do that. Just take 15 minutes, 10 minutes. The video on weusecoins.org is 2 minutes long, so it doesn't really... You don't have to pour a whole bunch of time into learning the basic concepts of Bitcoin, but the more you learn about it, probably the more excited you're going to be about it. So keep
that's pretty cool.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Julia, you were telling us a story about a teenage girl who smoked some synthetic cannabis. Brand name apparently was Kush, and there was more to the story. She suffered multiple strokes.
That's right.
Brain damage, severe pressure on her brain requiring an emergency operation.
Yeah, I actually didn't read that on the air, so I just kind of wanted to finish the what happened to her because there is an update at the end that this was about a month ago, and there's an update from 2 weeks ago, and it's pretty awful. So she was in the hospital, and they decided to life flight her to a special children's ICU, and the family learned that her blood vessels were starting to open back up and allow blood to reach the brain. We all grew overjoyed. Little did we know this would become our next nightmare. This is the sister, by the way, who's written this article.
Okay.
The open vessels were allowing too much blood to reach her brain, and the pressure around her brain was a 28. Normal human brain pressure is between 1 and 10.
Mm.
She would need a life or death operation on the brain immediately, or she would die. And the other head of the coin stated that if, by chance, she made it through the operation, that the state we saw her in now would be how she would be forever, a vegetable. My mother decided quickly to give her the operation. She signed the papers and gave Emily her last goodbye as they wheeled her off to the adult neurology ICU.
How awful.
My family waited and cried. We had no idea if we would ever see Emily again, and we knew that even if we did, that she would never be the same. She did make it through the surgery, and she now lays in ICU looking peaceful and heavily sedated. We don't know when she's going to wake up is how that ends. So then there is an update, which comes from a couple weeks ago, and it says that she is blind and mostly paralyzed.
Mm.
Wow.
So
all
she
from
had,
smoking.
Yeah, she has been
cannabis.
Pulled off life support, but she is paralyzed and blind, and I just think that.
Do they have any supposition as to whether this is permanent blindness? I've heard of people, you know, having been paralyzed and having been blind, some kind of pressure on their spine, and then that over time, it's alleviated.
Yeah. It doesn't say. It says that they believed that she would be a vegetable, so she's already.
Better
recovered.
Off than a vegetable.
Yes, she's recovered better than they had planned, which is, I think, certainly positive. And apparently when she first came out of the surgery, she was completely paralyzed, so she has gained a little bit of her, is it mobility? Would that be the right word? I don't know. back. But I just think that this is probably one of the scariest drug stories I've ever read.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's horrifying. Imagine how her boyfriend felt. He was there when this happened.
Right? Then he probably helped her get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Imagine how the family feels about the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You know, I mean, it's not like
blame prohibition, man. I mean, he just wanted to get high with his girlfriend. It's not an uncommon thing.
And she wanted to get high, too.
Yeah.
Right. It's not an uncommon thing for teenagers to do things like this together. And because they couldn't get the plant, the actual cannabis plant, because they couldn't get their hands on it for whatever reason, because it's illegal, it makes it more difficult sometimes.
You know,
they went to the local corner store and they got something there. And scary.
I will never, ever understand why. It seems most parents out there really don't know anything about drugs. They know the information that they learned in school 10 years ago. They've heard some horror stories on the news, but they really have never taken the time.
Can this be true, though? I mean, I'm the parent of this generation. I mean, you know, it's the children of the 80s.
Okay.
That are now parents, if not the children of the 90s, mind you. I mean, there aren't very many children of the 70s out there that are... I don't mean born in the 70s. I was born in 1971. But, I mean, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and mm-hmm. I just... You know, drugs were ubiquitous. They were in schools and things like that. I just can't imagine that parents don't know about this stuff.
But how much do they know? Because, I mean... Like, for me, I'm somebody who not only have I've been really involved in the drug culture and a lot of drugs.
Well, I don't know how much you know.
Julia's mom was a square, though, right? I mean, she didn't grow up using any drugs,
okay,
did she?
My mom was definitely a square. But everybody I know out there, pretty much everybody I know, their parents were giving them wrong information about drugs while they were growing up.
I think that some parents just want to scare their kids about drugs.
Right. That is... No, I understand it's an emotional issue. Nobody wants their kids to go out and do drugs, but as a parent, you need to be realistic, you need to be educated, and you need to be honest and approachable.
According to PhoenixNewTimes.com, now this is a couple of years old, this article, but I was just looking around for related stories here. JWH-18 is one of the blends, if you will, of synthetic cannabis. It actually may be illegal at this point because there was a law that outlawed several of these, but they just changed the...
But it's now JWH-21.
207 or something,
right.
Yeah. So they just changed the chemical configuration. And the Phoenix New Times has the six things that you should know about smoking synthetic cannabis, and we can run down those here in a moment here. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and maybe you want to tell us your experience with trying these synthetics. Was it a frightening experience for you as well? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can, of course, take control of your airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now... very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Ever tried the synthetic cannabinoids, and if so, what was your experience? Because apparently some people have had some really frightening, and not just frightening, but dangerous, close to deadly experiences on this stuff. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to share that with us. You can also join us on Skype as well at lrn.fm, and of course online we have our website freetalklive.com where you can grab archives of the show and more. All of that is free, but if you would like to support this program, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find on that page, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com, you can get the stuff that you're looking for. And you'll get a great deal because it's Amazon. It's the same great prices, same huge selection, the dozens of categories of probably millions of items, and free Super Saver shipping. It's the regular Amazon experience. You're just entering through our website, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there.
I had told you that I was going to tell you how to find bitcoins, how you can buy bitcoins, and bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Right now, you can go to more than a million locations around the globe. I think they're limited to 10 countries right now. It seems to be bouncing back and forth as to whether or not at one point it was 30. I know that they're going to be announcing here shortly that it's going to be a large number over in three digits. And for those of you who know how many countries there are, you know what it begins with. So you can go to bitinstant.com. All you have to do there is select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then make the deposit. It really is that easy to use bitinstant.com. Ian, you've used it, right?
That's right. I just used it again recently.
Me Found too. It easy?
I love BitInstant. Yep. I use BitInstant probably once a week.
There you go. And so what are your intention is just to get some Bitcoin, whatever you can afford in Bitcoins at that time?
Yep,
and
then, I have a percentage that I put aside every week.
And putting it all in Bitcoins? You're full in?
I have savings, too.
Okay, good.
I have savings, too, but I do put a percentage of my paycheck in with Bitcoins.
There you go, bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-453, the six things, according to the Phoenix New Times, that you should know about smoking synthetic cannabinoids. according to this story, in the spirit of journalistic research, we smoked several brands of herbal incense over the course of a month leading up to the news short linked above. And while JWH-18 is still legal in Arizona, this is a two-year-old article, so that it may not be...
We are not advising you that JWH-18 is legal in Arizona right now or anyplace else.
This may not be legal. But anyway, people have different results and experiences on this, so here's what they learned. One, not all incense blends are created equal. There are dozens of herbal incense blends containing JWH-18 on the market, and each one has slightly different herbal ingredients, ranging from Damiana root and molasses to Siberian motherwort and honey. The herbal blend doesn't matter compared to the amount of JWH-18 in the blend, and while no brands list the exact amount of the compound in their incense, some herbal incense blends seem to be more potent than others. The strongest blends that we tried were Serenity Now, Puff, and Spice.
Probably most of these things are out of business right now, right?
Some of them might be, or they've changed their chemical...
That one's illegal, I think.
...compound. Well, but it's just a brand name, Julia. Oh. So Spice, when they made Spice illegal, Spice just changed their compound.
No, I meant the brand names were out of business.
Have they gone out of business?
Oh, I'm just suggesting that these...
Because I thought they just changed their...
Fly-by-night places to some extent. You're dealing in the netherworld of the gray market, and it isn't going to be pretty.
This is not the gray market. These are completely legal products that are sold at your local corner store.
Yeah, but they're, you can believe that the people that are... People are getting... I understand that they're completely legal at the time, but I'm calling it a gray market because it's shaky. It's shifty. You don't think that these places are going out of business?
I don't honestly. I mean, some of them maybe so. Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. Like, these are not upstanding companies with a long reputation of being around.
This is a Guinness, right?
Right.
1686 or whatever.
No, these are most, from my understanding, most of these products are manufactured in China. And not that that means that, plenty of nice things are made in China, too. But these, you're absolutely right as far as.
It's not the Chinese companies that sell them, it's somebody who repackages, slaps a label on.
Yes. According to Alibaba.com, Spice Herbal Blend.
Spice is probably still around. I recognize that name.
Well, actually, if you look for it, you find a bunch of different things. They're just calling a bunch of stuff Spice now.
I was going to say, when I see news articles about this, at least in the past, they frequently called it Spice, and it probably wasn't the brand. It's probably just what they called it. They just would name a couple of the brands and say... Whatever this stuff is.
Number two, JWH-18 is more expensive than real pot. Most of the herbal incense blends containing JWH-18 are sold in 1-gram bags for about $25 each. The street value for potent strains of marijuana is about $14 per gram. Even on the high range, it's $20 a gram. And of course, if you're buying more than that, you're going to get a better deal. But one of the reasons
in prison, it was $10 for a tenth of a gram.
One of the reasons why it's so expensive, this herbal incense stuff is so expensive, is because they are still basically competing with the black market. Yeah. I mean, they're offering a product that is intended to replace a black market product.
Sure. So. And they have the added advantage that it can be sold anywhere, so they've got they got retail space.
Number three, herbal incense blends are harsh. These herbal aromatherapy blends with JWH-18 are not marketed as something to smoke, which might explain why they all taste like crap.
I was going to ask that because I know you've smoked it before, but I don't smoke marijuana anymore. But sometimes I wish I did because I liked smoking it. I liked the taste and the smell of marijuana. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious what this is like in comparison.
It is different. I mean, it's like they mentioned earlier, there are different herbal blends involved. So, one is not necessarily going to be the same as the next. If you're smoking Damiana root versus Siberian motherwort, those are probably going to taste different.
Sounds like it tastes
like salvia. Salvia was so gross. The few times I smoked it, I just decided it wasn't worth it because it was so disgusting and harsh to smoke. Why would you want to?
But the effects on the throat and lungs are worse than the dirt and dung flavor. Granted, smoking anything...
You got it right.
Poop and soap.
Smoking anything is not good for one's respiratory system, but smoking herbal incense can make your throat burn and your lungs ache hours after the last hit.
Good Lord.
Number four.
Frightening.
JWH-18 does not mix well with alcohol. Most drugs don't mix well with alcohol, but having a glass or two of wine with JWH-18 can exacerbate hangovers and cause headaches at the base of the skull that last for hours. Now, this is their experience after smoking various different versions of synthetic cannabis for a month.
Man, better than me.
For a month.
That's what they said.
Ugh.
God.
Number five.
Can you imagine putting your mind on the line like this?
It doesn't give you the munchies, they say. While some smokers have reported getting extremely hungry after puffing JWH-18, others, us included, didn't have any urges to cram cupcakes into their faces. Marijuana is known for inducing the munchies, but JWH-18 doesn't seem to feed the need for Cheetos. And finally, number six, the high lasts no more than 30 minutes. The effects of smoking JWH-18 don't last long, probably an average of 10 minutes or a half an hour at best for the more potent herbal blends. It doesn't seem to take much more than a hit or two off of a pipe to trigger the heady high, but the feeling won't last beyond a single episode of South Park.
Hmm. That's weird.
Which... I remember, Julia, you had talked about this being one of the problems with some of the other synthetic chemicals, the bath salts, for instance,
right.
That are trying to mimic things like methamphetamine or cocaine or MDMA, and that these are also short-acting products,
right.
So as to encourage a more of an addictive kind of personality to keep going and redosing over and over again.
Methylone and mephedrone are both very popular MDMA substitutes. Now, they're both illegal at this point, but they weren't pretty recently. And my understanding of both of these is that they're very Moorish, is how they're described.
Moorish?
You want more.
Oh, I see.
Like, quickly. Like,
thinking of like the Muslims that conquered Western Europe.
Like crack.
Like with MDMA.
Is this some kind of racist comment?
I mean, a good dose of MDMA. MDMA is strong. It is intense. And I would say that, it lasts 4 hours. And I like to redose once. And so, you got a good 6 hours, maybe eight, depending on how you space it out, and then your night's over and you go to bed. But this is something where the high lasts like an hour and a half, and then you just want more, because if you're used to doing MDMA where it's a really intense high for, 4 to 8 hours, depending on how you dose it, this is an hour. I mean, and that's kind of what you're going for is the MDMA high, so it just makes people do more and more and more.
Well, that's what a person who's selling this is going to want.
So there you go. A little bit more information about this stuff. Maybe you would like to share your experience. You are certainly welcome to do so. Or take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. I know that's still to come here tonight. Mark, you have a suspension story that you wanted to tell us about, if I'm not mistaken, regarding a student at school and something they had on their laptop.
That's right.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you what that was coming up here in hour number three. And you can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.